Okay, so the Amud is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We are still in the middle of a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about if there is in fact Me'ilah in the Deshen, in the ashes of the Mizbeach, after Terumas HaDeshen. I want to correct a mistake I made yesterday. I translated the words Yiplu L'Nedava as saying they have to go to Nidvas Tzibur. That is not correct, and frankly, I'm not certain why I said it. Yipul and Dava means they should go to Nadava. Nidvas Yachid, right? If a korban yach, if you miss an asham, if you lose the coins for an asham, right? Or a chatas, and in certain states, if you commit me'ilah on an asham or on a chatas, in certain circumstances, what you'll do is you'll simply give the coins over to a nedava to buy a korban nedava and oila for the mizbeach, not a nidvas sibra, a nidvas yachid. My apologies for that. Okay. Amar Rav Gviha Deveikasel Le Ravashi. Okay, so we are now in the middle of this discussion. We have just said that Rabbi Shimon, and we have just basically said the Brisa is divided in half, but it's according to Rabbi Shimon that a chatas, that if you're mafresh a chatas, and then you lose it, and then you mafresh another animal, and then you're a makar of the second animal, and then you find the first animal, what happens to it? Racham say you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you do a pidyon and buy an ola, a nidava, with that money, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, you let the animal die, right? The animal has to die. Okay. In this context, Rav Gviha de Veikasel said to Ravashi, what does Rav Gviha de Veikasel mean? Veikasel means the house of the wall. I assume it's a place. Rav Gviha is a name. It might mean the tall Rav. I'm not really sure. Right? So in any case, this person, Rav Gviha de Veikasel, said to Ravashi, Hachi Amar Abai. This is what Abai said. Reisha Rabbi Shimon Sefer Rabbanon. Right? Exactly what we just said. The first half of the Mishnah, which said that the coins will be thrown into the Hamelach, is parallel to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that if you have another chatas, right, which couldn't be nikra, it has to die. And the sefer, which says that the money can go to an adava, is according to Rabbanan, who say that you can take this chatas, let it graze, then let it mum fall into it, redeem it, and use the money for an adava, meaning the kedusha can be taken to a different kedusha. Right, the kedusha of this chatas need not mean that it has to die. It can be diverted to a different kedusha in various ways, you know, through various technical means. So the animal doesn't just have to be left to die, and the kedusha and the money, it isn't wasted, basically. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hakol moedim shenene ben vasar kodshe kadoshim shen nitma. Rava says that if everybody will agree that if you get hana'ah from the meat of kodshei kadoshim that became tamei, right, or from a mure, and this is if it became tamei before it was rika. Now, the question is, did the hana'ah happen before zrika, or did the hana'ah happen after zrika? Meaning, does the zrika affect it min haTorah, even though midrabanan it does not? Does the zrika affect it min haTorah, even though we saw in the first parak the zrika has no effect, or is it that the zrika, meaning it has no effect midrabanan, or is it that we're even talking about getting hanah from it before zrika, that the second becomes tamei, it's no longer meant for the mizbeach, and therefore there's no meila? This is of course going to be totally in the machlokes between Rambam and Rashi, we already saw. Anyway, umayimurei kodshim kalim, and from the imurim, the burning of the kodshim kalim, le'achar shehe elan, after you have put them on the mizbeach to burn, from the burnt or parts of the kodshim kalim, after they have been placed on the mizbeach to burn, potter de potter, you'll be potter in both of those cases. Pshita. This is obvious, right, says the Gemara. Right? Right, Tosfos says because their mitzvah has been fulfilled. Right, this is obvious because they've already had their mitzvah done with them. If they've already had their mitzvah done with them, then there's obviously no more me'ilah. Now, no, Tosfos must be passing. There was already zrika sadam. Right, in the case of the basar b'kodshei kodshim. Okay, pshita, may kamafsid. What? Why not? Right, What's the problem? You already fulfilled the mitzvah. Mahu the same. What would you have thought? Basar kadshei kadashim shen nitma. He's like mitzvah streifa lekohanim. You'd have thought that that the meat from kodshei kodshim, which became tamei, has a mitzvah to be burnt by the kohanim, and that's why you might still be me'ila. We learn from this that that's true. There is such a mitzvah, but that mitzvah is not the equivalent of akrava. It's more in the realm of, well, you have to get rid of it somehow, so you'll get rid of it by burning it, right? But it's not that it's an act of hakrava to burn it. A muri kodshim kalim mika bitzila apuchiv. It's an orach mashmalai. The more in the burnt bits of the kodshim kalim, there is a mitzvah basically to turn the coals, right? To take a metal pole, and turn the coals so they burn faster, and that can only be done by kohanim. It has to be done by big day kohana in big day kohana. So you might have thought that since that mitzvah still exists to make it burn faster, there is still meila. Kamash more that is not the case. The ikar mitzvah has already been done. If it burns a little bit slower, that's not ideal, but it doesn't mean the mitzvah was done. Amar Rava said, "Ha de amras kvar kar v'chatas." The Brisa said that if the chatas was already nikraf has already been brought, then the money should be thrown to that into the Dead Sea. In other words, the coins have to be destroyed. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Hani mili di slad is yadi le kama kaparat kami kaparat. That's if you found out about the fact that these coins were around before the chatas was brought. But if it was after the chatas was brought, they will fall to an adava. My time away. Ein mafreshin mitchila le'ibud. There is no, you can't, there's no allowance in the Torah to make a hafrosha, to set aside coins for the purpose of a korban, specifically to destroy them. And therefore, if you perform this me'ila, right, and then you set aside the coins before, presumably, and you set aside the coins before the korban was brought, before the korban had been brought, then Eimar Fresh and Chilal Ibud, you can't, you physically can't set aside coins specifically for the purpose of having them be destroyed. Right? But if you find out afterwards, right? And therefore, you set aside the coins after the kapara, when literally it's just meaningless, right? It has nothing to do with the chatas, but the chatas is gone from the world and finished and gamarnu. Then, already in Refresh and Chilal Ibud, you can't physically be mafresh those coins for the purpose of chatas. Therefore, they can be mufresh, they can be set aside for an adava. Before kapara, since the concept of a chatas is still meaningful, you can set aside for a chatas, and then when you bring the chatas, you'll throw them into the Yam HaMelach. Okay, let's continue with the Mishnah. HaKomets. A komets, and meaning a komets is, if you remember that you basically cup your middle three fingers on your right hand over the palm in the flour and the oil and the mincha, or in the petitim, the crumbs and the oil and the mincha, depending on whether the mincha was pre-cooked or not, different types of menachos, right? And you grip those, either the flour and the oil, the crumbs of the mincha in your hand that way, and then you brush off whatever's poking out the sides using your other fingers, right? And that's whatever's left is a komets, right? Which, and then it's burnt. You then put in another kli, carry it to Mizbeach, and burn it. And Machiks Rashi Tosfos in Gemara Seita, is it burnt in the kli or is it burnt outside of the kli? The halavoina, and the lavoina, the frankincense which is put on top of the komets. Again, it is burnt. It's first put upon the mincha, then it is moved to the top of the komets, it is burnt in its entirety. The haktores, the incense, that's burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Uminchas kohanim. And a mincha of a kohen, meaning the important thing about a mincha of a kohen is that a mincha of a kohen is burnt in its entirety. Right, there is a shaila about the mincha of an Ashes Kohen. So the reason why is because on the one hand, firstly, an Ashes Kohen may have a status of Kohenness, of being a little bit of a Kohen herself. And secondly, her husband has a chalak in the mincha. So what's going on? Right, the Mishnah in Sota says the mincha of an Ashes Kohen, you do a komets, but then you burn the komets and the shirah. You do a komets, unlike a minchas kohen, you do in fact do a komets. You don't just burn it in its entirety, but then you burn the shirayim and you burn the komets separately. right? There's a machik is there between Rashi and Tosfos. Is that just the mincha sota of an ishes kohen, or any the mincha he brings on her behalf if he suspects her of infidelity, or as part of the sota process, or is it in fact any mincha of an ishes kohen? Rashi says any mincha of an ishes kohen. Tosfos says it's only a mincha sota of an ishes kohen. Okay. And minchas kohen Mashiach, the mincha that the kohen gadol would bring every single day. It's called a minchas chavisin. It's one of the pre-cooked minachos, but it was brought every single day as part of the ceremony of Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Half of it was brought Tamid Shel Shachar and half of it was brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Right? It was a personal mincha of the kohen gadol. Although there is a question about who was responsible for bringing it and how exactly it was brought in the event there was no kohen gadol. The kohen gadol died in the middle of the day. The kohen gadol died a few days ago, and there is not yet a kohen gadol, etc. Who was responsible for this mincha? How exactly was it brought? Whatever is a big machlokes in menachos. I'm not going to get into the details right now. Right? Is there a secondary obligation on the tzibur? This mincha was also brought by any kohen on the first day that they did avodah. Meaning when they come in to do avodah in the Beis Mikdash for the first time, they will bring the same mincha that the kohen gadol brings every single day. Okay, and minchas nesachim, and the mincha that was brought as part with nesachim, right? With wine libations, there's a minchas nesachim. That also, mo'alim behem mishuktashu, they have me'ila from when you are makdish them. Kotcha b'kli, once you put them in a kli, and remember we've discussed, it's a mincha, so they only have kdushas hadamim. When you're makdish, when you dedicate them, they only have kdushas hadamim. They're only kodesh for their monetary value, which means you can still do a pidyon on them, right? What's called kotche vedika bias. Kotche makli, once you put them in a kli shoris, huch sharli pasal bitful yoim, and because they become kosher as a korban to become pasal if a tful yoim touches them, if a chosir b'kurim touches them, or if they are left out overnight, as with any other korban, right? That's because they have now got kedusha zaguf, they have now got innate kedusha, and they're no longer subject to pidyon, v'chayav elav misham noisar misham tamei, and they will now have a chiyuv because of noisar or because of tummy. If they're become tummy, they'll be if you eat it, you'd be chayev. If you eat a bit tummy, you'd be chayev. If you left it out overnight and then eat it, you'd be chayev, right? Or pigul ainba, but they have no pigul. Why? Zeha klal. This is a general rule when it comes to pigul as opposed to noisar and tummy. Kol she yish levatirin, ein chayav in avish of pigul, venoisar, vetame achikrum vatirin. Anything which has something, which requires something, anything in the Beis Hamikdash which requires something else to be done first, right, will not have any chiyuv of pigul, meaning if you thought to do part of the hakrava in the wrong time or in the wrong place, or noisar if you left it out overnight, or tamei if you eat it when your tamei or when it's tamei, those chiyuvim will not exist until everything that needs to be done has been done. Because she'ein lo batir, and anything which does not have things that need to be done first, right? Anything which doesn't have it, which doesn't really have anything, it needs to be done first. The second you put it in a kli, the chiyuv for eating it when it was left out or not, or when you're tamei, or when it is tamei, will apply immediately upon it being put in a kli. Or pigul einba, it has no pigul at all. Pigul is tali in korvu kol batirav, right? All of the things that need to be done before whatever is the final act of akrava have been done. Right, so a korban, right, a regular zevach, right, or oif, right, has a number of steps. First, you do shchit or malika, then you do hava, lacha, whatever. Kabbalah, as the case may be, if it's necessary, but then you put the blood of the mizbeach in whatever way is necessary for that particular korban. There are a number of ways, as we discussed, spritzing, touching the mizbeach, squeezing out the blood, whatever it may be, right? And only then is there pigul based on tamei, because there's a number of things that have to be done. As opposed to a regular mincha, right, there will be me'ila in the shirayim until such time as the kobitz has been brought on the mizbeach, right? Because the shirayim have a matir, they have something that needs to be done before they can be eaten. With all of these things, there is nothing that has to be done before them. They are the first thing that is done in their particular process. So the kobitz, right, is simply burnt on the mizbeach as soon as it is put aside, right? Lavona also is burnt on the mizbeach without anything happening before. I mean, the kobitz is taken out, but still, nothing is done with the lavona, right? The ktores, right? Nothing is. It just has to be taken to the mizbeach and burnt. The minchas kohanim and mincha v'kohen, like I said, is burnt in its entirety. A minchas kohen mashiach, right? Right, the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol of a Kohen on the first day of his avodah again is burnt in its entirety. It's a mitzvah Kohen, right? Mitzvah and the mitzvah of the Nisachim is burnt in its entirety. Is burnt in its entirety in itself is the martyr for Nisachim, right? Therefore, since nothing has to be done for any of these things before they are brought, they are the first thing to be done. Therefore, they have no institution of pigul whatsoever. They do have no serentami and meila, right? Because they have kedusha and they are meant for the mitzvah. It's correct, gentlemen.